The Boston-based startup accelerator, Mass Challenge, has its eyes on a new horizon, transforming healthcare. The nonprofit has launched a new initiative called Pulse. As part of it, 31 digital healthcare startups are competing for cash and commercial viability. WBUR's Rachel Zimmerman has the story of one startup that wants to make a difficult issue easier, that is, planning for death.
The startup, Cake, was founded by MIT engineer Su-Lin Chen and palliative care doctor Mark Zhang. Their goal? To help make decisions about death feel easier, like a piece of cake.
End-of-life planning is thinking about what's important to you in life and what makes life worth living, and we thought cake was a great symbol of celebrating life milestones.
Cake helps people of all ages curate their own wishes about death and dying, even as those wishes shift and evolve over time.
So, for example, I want my Facebook profile to be deleted after I'm gone, or I want a particular song played at my funeral, or, you know, I want this person to be my healthcare proxy.
The goal, Chen says, is to have a record of death preferences stored in the cloud so that it's easy to share, adjust, and revisit.
I think if you fill out a paper form, once done, stick it in a binder, you never look at it again.
At a recent digital health innovation showcase in Wellesley, Deb LeClaire, an IT specialist, checked out the cake booth.
The fact that it's a living document is certainly intriguing, and I think it certainly is the future.
This showcase was organized by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, which says it is currently offering cake to about 1,000 of its own employees and about 18,000 City of Boston employees with Harvard Pilgrim Health Insurance. It's a kind of a test run for the startup and the insurer, a match made by Pulse at Mass Challenge. Pulse, the accelerator program, paired each of its 31 startups with a big name in healthcare. Together, they set goals, like Cake's Harvard Pilgrim pilot. Pulse is led by Nick Dougherty. He says launching any new company is hard, but healthcare startups are particularly tricky.
Naturally, this ecosystem has to be risk adverse because if you fail at what you're doing, lives are on the line.
Mass Challenge has a long history of helping startups get off the ground by providing free office space, mentorship, and, for a select few, zero equity grant funding. With Pulse, the new healthcare accelerator, Dougherty says the ultimate goal is to improve people's lives.
If they win, we all win as a society. I always see Mass Challenge not necessarily as a startup accelerator, but an ecosystem accelerator, you know, bringing all the right people to solve the world's greatest challenges.
At the event in Wellesley, Harvard Pilgrim's chief of innovation, Rick Weisblatt, explains Cake's particular appeal.
A huge amount of expense goes into the last 6 months of life, and we are trying to promote new approaches to palliative care, to end-of-life planning.
Most people say they'd rather die at home than in a hospital, Weisblatt says. But in the midst of a life-and-death medical emergency, it's often hard to make those wishes clear.
That's what we most want, for people to have a conversation with their physician. What do they want to have happen when they're very sick and it's unlikely they're going to recover from that illness? It's never too early to think about these things.
For Chen, the co-founder of Cake, Pulse arrived at the right moment.
Because not only are these healthcare payers and insurance companies thinking about advanced care planning right now, they're also really excited about innovation. Not only do they want to engage with startups, but they really want to solve this problem of how do you get people to do advanced care planning.
Cake and 30 other Pulse startups are competing for a total of $250,000. Winners of the Pulse Challenge will be announced in mid-June. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Zimmerman.
We're following five of the digital healthcare startups as they go through the Pulse Accelerator. You can find our coverage on the Bostonomics page of our website, WBUR.org, WBUR's new home for innovation stories.